of Russians.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Somebody once told me, never let a good thing go. Maybe that's the reason I want you to know. I feel like I'm in love for the first time. It's like I never felt before. Baby, you're my good thing.
Baby, you're my good thing.
And I'm never gonna let you go. I used to be a wild one. My heart was like a stone. I'd love him and I'd leave him and wind up all alone. But that's before I felt the magic and your smile. I've come to know.
That is music from 14-time International Music Award-winning Cree artist Rhonda Head. She writes her lyrics in her indigenous Cree language, and you just heard the song, Baby, You're My Good Thing, which was released this year. My name is Julian Taylor. I am your host here on The Jukebox. I'd like to play a song from Kaylee Cardinal, a Métis soul folk songstress from the Northern Prairies who dabbles in R&B, hip-hop, blues, folk, country. She's from Edmonton and is incredible. In fact, she won the Juno 3 years ago for Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. Her new album is amazing. It's got boundless potential and possibilities. It came out in September of this particular year. And here is the song Every Day from that record by Kaylee Cardinal on The Jukebox.
Dream. I woke
like morning. Arises whether or not I have slept. Time is erasing the memories that I don't wanna forget.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Medicine.
That is Bad Medicine from Bon Jovi from Slippery When Wet. Music is medicine, and Bon Jovi recently helped save someone's life who was thinking of jumping off a bridge. Bon Jovi was there to help coerce them not to. So, wow, isn't that amazing? We've also got music coming up on the show from an award-winning Mi'kmaq group from the East Coast of Canada, Alan Sillaboy and the Thundermakers. They were recently in Toronto for the Indigenous Music Summit and won an award out on the East Coast as well. So congratulations to them. Alan, you're an amazing dude. Here is Mother Earth's Warning that's going to be coming up on the show. Pixseek is also on the show with a song called Dawn. This is brand new music from the Inuit Throat singing duo of Tiffany and Anuksuk. We've enjoyed their music on the show before with Roots in Nunavut and Yellowknife. I last saw them, I believe, in Vancouver. We were doing something for Truth and Reconciliation Day. Eddie Kendricks is on the show with Keep On Truckin' Part 1. I love Part 2, but Part 1 is better, let's be honest. He was a member of the Temptations before going off and doing his own solo thing. And before we get there, someone who we all love and adore, especially when it comes to their music, Don't Leave Me This Way. Here is Thelma Houston on the jukebox with her 1977 disco hit.
Oh, trucking.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Feel the heat. Can
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Polar bears symbolize the icy landscapes of the far north like no other animal. The bear's way of life, its very survival, is inseparable from the Arctic pack ice. Less familiar is a remarkable bird that shares with the polar bear this vital link to ice, the ivory gull. Just as polar bears are clad in white fur, ivory gulls are feathered entirely in white, adapted to the whiteness of their world. Long-winged and graceful in flight, ivory gulls breed on the northernmost islands of the Canadian Arctic and other high Arctic sites. They spend the winter near the pack ice. The gulls feed on small fish and other marine life, but also scavenge carcasses, including those left by polar bears. As a polar bear consumes the choice parts of a seal, ivory gulls wait at the edge of the action, intent on sharing the leftovers. Global warming has brought increasing change to the world of ice-dependent species, such as the ivory gull and polar bear. Even though the gull's known breeding colonies in Canada are protected, scientists still consider the ivory gull endangered. This white gull, like the white bear, represents an entire ecosystem at risk, as the extent and the thickness of sea ice is decreasing. There's more on our website at birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Germany calling. This is Radio Goethe.